right, drivers, heads up. Things are about to change.
Yeah, getting stricter now. What's the world coming to, Tanya, when you can't get out and get sloshed and drive home?
Well,
it's, what's going on with the planet?
Well, it's actually not that end of the spectrum.
No, it's not.
56% of low-range drink drivers escape any punishment in this state.
Yeah. See, I was under the impression, and honestly, this is from watching the DYI show. What's it called? The patrol. Anyway,
RBT.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That it was still a fine.
Yeah.
You know, or anything, but apparently you can just get off scot-free.
Well,
0.06 or something.
That's the figure.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Well over half of people that go low-range drink driving
Why?
In this state
Why
get off scot-free. It's just the way it works. Yeah, They've been able to appeal, and we don't have an on-the-spot fine or an on-the-spot suspension.
Not anymore, zero tolerance.
From May 20, there will be zero tolerance. Yeah. And what that means is if you get stopped and you go or blow low-range alcohol, you will not only get an on-the-spot fine, you will also lose your license there and then for 3 months automatically. That's a minimum, 3 months.
Wow.
Interesting, isn't it, when we lived through a time where 0.08 was the legal limit.
Yes.
It is now 0.05, but we lived through a time where what you're saying now, the legal limit we had, would now be a loss of license.
Yeah.
For 3 months.
Isn't it?
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes. So on the spot. So you don't even get to go to court with that one.
Yeah. So was their 0.08 so wrong?
Must have been.
They've gone tighter with a 0.05?
Probably.
You know what I mean?
I don't know why.
It's a curious question, though, as to, you know, but you know, I think we all in agreement. No one wants anyone to drink and drive. You're a goose.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what does this mean for the next day people, the ones that are trying to do the right thing on a Friday night and getting the cab home or getting the designated driver, and then the next day, it's still such a grey area, you don't know when you're okay to drive the next day.
And it does depend on the human being himself, because it does, but you're right, my head says 12 hours. I don't know if that's right or wrong, and because, of course, I think it depends on what you've drunk the night before in your system, but my head always, I will not go near a car 12 hours after I've had a big night.
All right. Well,
but I have a feeling if you've had a big night, that might not be enough. Greg Inglis.
Famous for it.
Famous for it, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Two at 2:00 in the afternoon.
Mm.
And he went for a fair high range.
High range.
Which tells you he must have had a skinful.
Sure.
So if you've had a couple on a Friday night and you do the right thing and get home, you're not going to blow the bag the next morning.
Mm.
You really won't.
So if anyone has gone through that, tried to do the right thing, got pulled up driving home after picking up the car
the next day,
or just gone out in your car, have home, whatever, and got booked. Love to know what that time frame was.
49421029. We'd love for you to call us now.
Because let's face it, we see them all the time on the weekends at 11:00 in the morning. RBTs all over the place,
everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So there must be something in it.
Yeah.
And up until May 20, or the world we have been living in, people have been appealing and obviously getting off. Because
maybe
56% of us have.
Actual, even probably more so on that, do you think?
Maybe. That's where the huge stat comes from. But like we say, in a couple of weeks, you won't be able to do that. It'll be an on-the-spot fine and you will lose your license, regardless of whether it's the next day and you've just blown a little bit over.
And regardless of weekdays and things like that, think of event days, like, say, New Year.
Yeah, okay.
That's a standout to me. New Year, you've gone, you've seen the New Year, and you still might have got to bed at 1:32. But you get up at 9:00 and drive home.
All right. Well, that's who we want to hear from. Have you blown the bag the next day, and what was the time frame?
49421029. We've got Gavin here in Bonnells Bay who's got a theory that I've heard in the past before, Tanya and Steve.
What's your theory, Gavin?
Well, I used to work for the railway years ago, and we were always told and under the presumption that if you had 15 standard drinks, then you should wait 15 hours after your last drink. First then drink you've had.
Do you think that's true, Gavin? Have you ever put it to the test?
Oh, I've put the 15 beers to the test plenty of times, but I don't know about driving afterwards.
It is a theory.
But if I worked on Gavin's theory from a Friday night, I wouldn't be able to drive till Wednesday.
Oh, that's not something to be proud of.
I didn't say I was proud of it.
But yeah, Gav's right. I have heard that too.
Thanks,
that
Gav.
You have to wait.
Hour per standard drink.
Yes.
But then if you're having bourbons and they're doubles or something, then that's two.
Hours.
That's pretty,
Okay, James, we just heard the hour a drink theme. Have you, you've gone, have you?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
I went to the show holder. I went to the show that evening. Had a few at the bar and that. Probably went home and had a couple more. Went to bed maybe before midnight. Didn't get it. Went out at 1 o'clock the next afternoon and I blew 0.08, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow. Again, as I said, James, remembering that used to be the legal limit.
When you say a few, though, James, can you actually nail how
many? Well, I'm probably around maybe early 20s at the time, so a few would have been quite a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say, remember, we're not your doctor. You can tell us the truth.
Thanks for calling us, James, letting us know.
We always say, four.
Jen, has that happened to you?
Yeah, no, it happened to my husband. We actually drove down to the local pub and we got the courtesy bus home at 11 o'clock because that was the last bus going. And we had a feed in the morning and he'd eaten the night before and he was driving me down for my son's soccer game at 11:30.
Wow.
And went mid-range.
Mid-range.
So that's 12 hours roughly?
Yeah.
Did he have any more beers when he got home?
No, okay, we went straight to bed.
There you go, there's 12 hours.
And how much do you reckon he put away at the club?
Well, probably we had a few, but we did the right thing and left the car there and got the courtesy bus home. And, 11:30 the next morning he went mid-range.
Gee. Thanks, Jen.
We did face the magistrate and he said, oh, I know it's an unusual circumstance.
Mm.
Banged his little hammer on the desk and turn around and said, if I see you here again, then you'll be charged.
Well, James and Jen and everyone said...
Oh, okay.
You know,
he got away. Not anymore, though. From May 20, he won't.
Mm.
So, no, that's for sure.
So the advertising campaign, and I'm being serious now, is like, you know how they're going, always have a plan B?
Yeah.
It's like have a plan C as well.
Absolutely.
Just plan B is like, how are you getting home? Plan C is how you get in your car.
Yeah.
And everyone absorbs alcohol differently as well. You know, six drinks might affect you more than someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only got to walk past a cork that's out of a bottle and I'd blow the bag. I'm serious. I really am.
No, it is. Your metabolism, something about you. You're right. Yeah. Doesn't take 10 you, Manny. That's why I always have a great time out with her. But I would wonder, though, on your, you know, you can get tipsy quickly, but I wonder how your body pushes the alcohol through your system.
Mm.
Because that's what it's about for that next day thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't risk it.
No.
No.
I'd drive with you sober.